King County plans to close an old bridge near Kent earlier than originally scheduled. The bridge is both structurally deficient and functionally obsolete. Officials made the announcement Monday. It's the first such closure since last month's I-5 bridge collapse in Skagit County. KUOW's Derek Wong reports.
The Alfred T. Bridge is an unincorporated King County just south of the city of Kent. The bridge was built in 1914 and crosses the Green River. It's a steel truss bridge like the I-5 one that collapsed. King County officials say it needs to be closed. Rick Broder is the county's road engineer.
This is basically a narrow two-lane bridge built into the 1914 standards that's managed to last almost 100 years, which is great, but now it's at the end of its useful life.
About 2,500 vehicles cross the bridge every day. Broder says the county plans to have alternate routes posted. He also says the bridge cannot be refurbished because it has problems in just about every component, from the pilings to the bridge deck to the steel overhead structure. In fact, just like the I-5 bridge that collapsed last month, the Alfred T. Bridge is considered to be fracture critical.
Well, it basically means there's portions of the bridge that if should something cause a certain piece of the bridge to break, the bridge could then fall down.
And that's believed to be what caused the I-5 bridge to collapse last month after a truck hit that bridge's overhead girders. King County has 8 fracture-critical bridges, including the Alfred T. Bridge. The bridge was originally scheduled to be closed June 28th, but after the I-5 incident, officials have now decided to move the date up to this Wednesday out of an abundance of caution. Road engineer Broder says he doesn't anticipate any more county bridge closures for the next several months, but King County is asking the state legislature for the ability to raise more money to help maintain roads and bridges. Officials say they expect to close 35 bridges over the next 25 years due to current budget shortfalls. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.